It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. In this week's edition of Wisconsin Weekend, those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer might be drawing to a close, but Labor Day weekend offers us a golden opportunity to soak up some rays and waves on a local beach. Wisconsin has plenty of good ones. Wisconsin's Department of Tourism Secretary Designee joins us to chat about the best beaches in the state. We want to know, what's your favorite Wisconsin beach? Where do you go to escape when you want to soak up some sun and splash around? Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, the Mississippi River, somewhere else? Is there a cool beach in your community? Tell us about it at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. Sarah Meany is the Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Sarah, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, John.
Well, beaches don't immediately spring to mind when people think of Wisconsin. That'd be more cheese curds and beer, I think. But we do.
We're working on that, John.
Okay, well, we do have beaches, and we have some really great ones, some cool ones. Would you call Wisconsin a great beach state?
You know what? For people who live here, we know darn well that we have some incredible beaches all along our coastline, and we have a lot of coastline. So I feel very proud to be from a beach state. I think people just forget that freshwater can also have incredible beaches.
Well, there's a lot of variety in the types of beaches that people can find in Wisconsin, isn't there?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There's something for everyone when it comes to beaches. I mean, it really depends on what you're looking for. If, you know, when it comes to what we think of as a traditional beach, we think of soft, you know, tiny pebbles of sand. And, you know, there's also some really amazing rocky beaches for people who don't want to have to empty the sand out of their shoes when they're finished either. And I think the one that stands out in my mind for that one is on Washington Island at the tip of the Door County Peninsula. Schoolhouse Beach has some incredible, beautiful, soft limestone pebbles. So you can walk really easily, and they're polished smooth, but ultimately you're not walking on sand, you're walking on pebbles and rocks. And ultimately, you know, it's a great place for snorkeling and rafting and diving, swimming. There's a swimming area specifically marked off at Schoolhouse Beach, and there's a wonderful town park. I've spent several days myself having a picnic and swimming with my kids there at Schoolhouse Beach. It's pretty great.
Well, in Wisconsin, we're not adjacent to an ocean, but as you mentioned, we have a lot of coastline. Two of the greatest of the Great Lakes are on our borders, so we get the ocean experience without the sharks.
Yes, exactly.
you mentioned Schoolhouse Beach on Washington Island. We have a number of others. North Beach and Racine. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so this is right on the Lake Michigan waterfront in Racine. It was actually selected by USA Today as one of the 51 great American beaches. And you know, if USA Today is talking about it, at least somebody's on to what we have that's special here. So there are 2,500 feet of shoreline that are open to the public for swimming and for fishing and picnics. And it has been designated a Blue Wave Beach, which is an environmental certification in the U.S. for beaches. And it's been named that since 2004. So there's also a beachside oasis. It's right there on North Beach. So there's a concession stand. You can see live music. There's a Kids Cove playground right there on the beach. So a lot of variety. So if the kids get a little bit bored playing in this incredible lake of ours, they can go play in a playground and then go back and forth again.
Sarah Meany is Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We're talking about Wisconsin's beaches as a great place to spend Labor Day weekend. And we'd like to know where your favorite beach in Wisconsin is. 800-642-1234. Well, we've talked about North Beach and Racine. We've talked about Schoolhouse Beach on Washington Island, offering some ocean-like experiences. Another beach with an ocean-like view is located way up north in Superior. Wisconsin Point has been popular with locals and tourists for years, and it's a personal favorite of mine. And I kind of a little factoid here, combined with Minnesota Point, it's one of the largest freshwater sandbars in the world. What else can we say about Wisconsin Point?
Well, people who know Wisconsin Point know that it's also famous for its lighthouse. It's been, you know, standing for a long time, and it's a really important part of the port up there. But the beach is nearly 3 miles long. So I think people probably might underestimate that the size of the beach and the opportunity for water is excellent there. It's also very popular for birders. So and when you're there, you should definitely check out the burial ground, the Chippewa burial ground that is right there in the Wisconsin Point Park area.
And that lighthouse is for sale, by the way.
I wasn't aware of that. Well,
yeah.
are you in the market, John?
Well, you know, I was thinking, man, if you really wanted to get away from it all, you know, nobody, no neighbors.
Exactly. You can, you know, dance, you know, late night to your heart's content and bother no one, right?
That's right. A listener shared over email that Wazi Lake near Black River Falls is their favorite beach. They say it has clean water and it's great for scuba diving.
Ooh. I wonder what I'm not familiar with Wazi Lake Beach, but scuba diving is something I'm a big fan of. I imagine maybe we'd see some pretty cool things underwater there. Have you been there?
I haven't. I have not been there, although I've driven by Black River Falls more times than I care to count. But it's just one of many places to go diving.
Right.
You mentioned we talk about the Great Lakes, a lot of shipwrecks to dive on.
Yes.
All over the place and lots of underwater activities off of our beaches as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about beaches with ocean-like views. We've also got some suggestions for beaches with mountain-like views, starting with one of the state's most popular state parks, Devil's Lake. Tell us about the beach there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so Devil's Lake is one of the most popular state parks in Wisconsin, and it's right there near Baraboo. It's about 20 minutes from Wisconsin Dells, and it's a very family-friendly beach. But what's really unique about it is it really is surrounded by huge, tall rock formations around it. It's a rock climber's paradise as well. A lot of people like to camp there and go bouldering and rock climbing all day long. So there are two different sandy beaches at Devil's Lake State Park. Both have bathhouses available for people to change. You can swim. There's playgrounds for kids of all ages. And, of course, you can grill up a picnic and sit and have a wonderful meal outside. But it is known for its quartzite rocks. So you can go hiking, lots of different difficulty levels. But the views of the lake itself from some of the tops of the hiking trails is second to none. It's really beautiful. It's often, you know, the photoscape that you'll see when people think of Wisconsin would be Devil's Lake.
And Interstate Park in St. Croix Falls is another park with a mountain-like experience, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So this one straddles the Wisconsin-Minnesota border, and what they're known for is a deep gorge. The ancient glaciers that, of course, scraped across the state of Wisconsin and formed part of the St. Croix River makes a very dramatic landscape for here. And there's rock climbing at various sites throughout the park and along both sides of the river. So you can safely swim at the beach there at the Lake of the Dallas. So it's a wonderful place to check out.
That's one I've been to many times. There's a nice little riverboat tour you can take and lots of fun to be had. Sarah Meany is the Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She's with us to talk about Wisconsin's beaches as a great place to spend Labor Day weekend. Where's your favorite Wisconsin beach? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Our conversation continues in a moment. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. This week's edition of Wisconsin Weekend takes us to the beach. Sarah Meany is Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She's here with us to talk about Wisconsin's beaches as a great place to spend Labor Day weekend. Where's your favorite Wisconsin beach? What is it that makes it so special? Tell us about your favorite beach activities at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. ideas@WPR.org is our email address. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Okay, so we have talked about a few of our state parks. We have a caller on the line who wants to talk about another one. Dan is with us in Drummond. Dan, good morning. Yeah. Welcome to Wisconsin Weekend.
I think the two most beautiful beaches you would ever find are on Matlin Island. And one is a state park, which is the Big Bay State Park. And then they have a community park, which is just as nice. Also has a for the fishermen, on the community park, they have an inlet that you can do some extremely nice fishing on.
Dan, thanks so much for mentioning Big Bay State Park on Madeline Island. I've been there a bunch of times. What a lovely spot. Talk about an ocean-like experience. You really get it there.
It is. It really is one of the most special places in Wisconsin. And there's a wonderful sandy beach for swimming, but you can also go kayaking right off the beach in the bay there. And it's just, there's a lot of things that people can do, lots of trails for hiking. And the scenery is just spectacular.
And, of course, you've got the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, which is one of five
right.
national parks around Lake Superior. We've talked a bit about Door County before. For many tourists there, Peninsula State Park is on the must-see list. Talk about the beaches there.
Right. So it's right next to Fish Creek. And Nicolet Beach inside the park is a really fun spot. There's a lot of outdoor activities to do there. So you can, rent a canoe or a kayak right there on the beach, or a hydro bike if you've never had a chance to do that. It's like riding a bike up on a couple of pontoons just to pedal your way out into the lake. There's an ice cream place at the snack bar. There's a camp store. You can pick up beach essentials there. You can have a picnic there. It's really a fun spot for families with kids or without kids. They also have an 18-hole golf course at Peninsula State Park and an outdoor theater. Northern Sky Theater puts on professional summer performances. There's also a climbing tower and a lighthouse that dates back to the 1860s.
Wow.
It's a beautiful place.
And I have, it's another place I've been.
Yeah.
I've been all over the state of Wisconsin, except Wazy Lake. Haven't made that one yet. Kohler-Andre State Park is another of our state parks, and this one's on the shores of Lake Michigan. What is it that makes this one unique?
Well, if you're looking for sand dunes in Wisconsin, Kohler-Andre is one of the best spots for that. So, just right near Sheboygan, there is the largest dune complex along Wisconsin's Lake Michigan coastline at all. And so there's wetlands within that sand dune area, and it provides habitat for a lot of rare plants. And some of those are only found on the Great Lakes shoreline. So if you're interested in, learning about nature and just looking at its incredible diversity, this is a wonderful spot for that. And the dunes cordwalk runs parallel to the Lake Michigan shoreline and goes through the sand dunes, the wetlands, and a white pine forest. So it's a huge diversity on just one walk itself. You can stop by the Travel Wisconsin selfie stand right along that walk and take a picture of yourself and share it. And it's a lot of fun. It leads right up to the North Beach area of the Kohler-Andre State Park. And that stand lets you get a great shot of the beach without even having to use your long arm technique, John, that I know you're so famous for.
Really?
it's a really beautiful spot right near Sheboygan. And also near Sheboygan is one of the best surfing beaches in the state of Wisconsin, one of the best surfing beaches in the Great Lakes area, and that's at Deland Park. And there's a reason why the Sheboygan area has been named the Malibu of the Midwest. But surfing in Lake Michigan is actually a winter sport. You can get up to 8-foot waves in winter. And surfing is alive and well in Wisconsin and something that a lot of people love to do. And if you're not crazy enough to put on a wetsuit or a dry suit to do it yourself, you can stand there in awe of the people who are surfing in Lake Michigan in winter.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's freezing now. Okay, so sorry, that was
a cheat. No, it's perfect.
Cheap jokes is actually what I'm more famous for. The beaches that we've talked about so far, somewhat secluded, surrounded by nature, and on a great lake, but great beaches can be anywhere, including mm-hmm. the middle of a city. Bradford Beach in Milwaukee would be an example. What kinds
That's
of things
right.
happen there?
Well, if you haven't driven by Bradford Beach in a while, you might be surprised. We have two big beachside shacks where you can get yourself a margarita if you'd like and pretend you're in the islands. But there's also a lot of sand volleyball played on Bradford Beach. It's a very popular beach in Milwaukee, and it's actually one of the top urban beaches in the nation. So if you're, you know, all you have to do is bring a ball. You can pick up a game for volleyball. There's a lot of people who go and play games in the morning. People go do yoga in the morning and watch the sun come up. And we are also at Bradford Beach. I say we because I'm a Milwaukee girl, even though I'm fully a Wisconsin girl. We have four major volleyball tournaments that are hosted at Bradford Beach. So you can go and watch the pros show you how it's done. And it's also a birding hotspot. It's on a prime route for migratory shorebirds and waterfowl. So it's part of the Lake Michigan Flyway. So if you bring your binoculars, you might spot some birds that have been on your bucket list for a while. There have been 224 different bird species spotted on that Lake Michigan flyway. So
wow.
There's also a dock. And yes, you can order food and a wide selection of drinks. And there are restrooms and changing rooms right there on the beach. It's really a gem. It's something that I think people are very proud of in the Milwaukee area. And just a little further up the shoreline into Shorewood is one of my personal favorite beaches. It's a bit quieter, a lot fewer people, but just as much soft sand. And that is Atwater Beach. People surf there. There's a playground right there on the sand. But you just have to be willing to walk about 10 flights of stairs up and down to get there. They make you work for it in Shorewood at Atwater.
Oh, that makes my knees hurt.
Well, they do have a ramp, so people can get up and down. It's fully accessible. And that's another thing people should know about Bradford Beach. There are sand mats for people who may have accessibility devices, so wheelchairs or walkers. They make that available so people can actually get right up to the waterline across the sandy beach. And I think that's a really wonderful addition. I think that's new this year that has been made available, which makes it really a great beach for everyone.
We just lost our caller from Black River Falls. We had somebody who was going to tell us about Lake Wazee Beach. What we understand is that it was created from an iron ore quarry pit. It's 355 feet deep, and the water is exceptionally clear there. So a little
beautiful.
Oh, it sounds like a great place to go. We've been talking about beaches in the context of summer because, well, who doesn't love warm sun and cool water? But we mentioned winter surfing. What other things should we be doing on our beaches not in the summer?
Well, so many of the state park based beaches are open year round. Of course, you know, if conditions are safe, you know, going for a walk on the beach in the winter can be just as incredible. Whitefish sand dunes, of course, is an incredible place even in the winter. The winds might pick up a bit, but, you know, seeing Lake Michigan in the winter is no less impressive than in the summer. And, of course, the ice formations that people can see either on lighthouses or on the points around lighthouses, a lot of people like to take photos of the crazy ice formations that our beautiful lakes create when the wind picks up and makes the waves huge. So I would recommend people not forget about our incredible beaches, even in the wintertime. And, you know, some of the beaches, of course, people need to be very, very safe. The Great Lakes are not a place to be going snowmobiling, but many of our smaller inland lakes that have wonderful beaches as well often turn into snowmobiling playgrounds. In the wintertime, and cross-country skiing playgrounds. You'll often see tracks crisscrossing some of our smaller inland lakes once everything freezes over. And don't forget ice fishing.
Ice fishing, you bet. That was something my father always tried to get me to do, and I just didn't get the attraction. So
there is such a wonderful ice fishing culture. It's sort of like you have to bring as much gear with you to stay warm and comfortable. But
did you say gear or beer?
yes, I did.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. Sarah, quickly, what are your plans to soak up that last bit of summer in Wisconsin?
Well, of course, this is one of our favorite sort of bittersweet weekends of the season. We're going to spend some time with friends, with our kids, probably somewhere on, in, or near the water, at a lake house or go to a beach ourselves. It's going to be a little cooler in this area of the state this weekend, and I think it'll wake us up to what's ahead for the next several months. So
okay,
we're looking forward to spending it outside.
Okay, spend the weekend tuning up your furnace, in other words. Sarah Meany is Tourism Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, John.
It's a Wisconsin weekend here on The Morning Show, and coming up after the news, self-proclaimed grillologist Mad Dog joins us for some Labor Day weekend grilling suggestions. What are you grilling this weekend? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson. This is the Ideas Network.